Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
All right, that was Kill Safe from the third release that said Black House Sound presents Sheriff Kilroy. That was Kill Say with Man in the Street, and you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 34. That M period, A period, N period, Music Activism News, that's the abbreviation and acronym. For those listening to 3342Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you have any music or any commercials, send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talker 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street. But being in the street, there are a lot of other programs that are in the street, such as Common Sense Radio that airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERE 1490 a.m. I think they will be covering at www.newstalkcleveland.com, probably OPN event, and the 20th Annual Gospel Fest this coming Sunday. For those who are checking out music, check out the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web page of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook Pete Weeks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Tomorrow, oh man, that's all I can say. Oh man, Team Takeover, New Life, all of that is tomorrow, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. That's her YouTube channel. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. The Twitter page of Al Porter, Jr., 1. Al Porter, Jr., numeral 1. Now, YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, with nothing but Cleveland. Before I go to the phone lines, and we'll start it off with that 216-7 1-800-273-8527. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, starting from last Monday to this Monday. It'll also let you know if there's anything major coming up in the horizon. So starting off at number 10, well, before number 10, our unofficial number 11, all school supply giveaways and givebacks. You had one that the Zulus did in East Cleveland a couple of days ago. You also had school supplies that were given away on 152nd and Kinsman, Brother Dollar Bill, Batman and Batman, featuring MC Brains, that whole urban survival. So that's the unofficial. Now, number 10, debuting Facebook, because of the promotions, the Black Talk Table that happened last Saturday. Number 9, holding steady, the song Hip Hop 4, numeral 4, Life, Al Porter Jr., that's on GMS Hood Famous TV, shot by Cleveland Underground Music Radar, and also shot the other film company, GMS Hood Famous TV, featuring Grand Wizard Theodore when he came through Cleveland, the man who invented the scratch and all of that. So that's what happened there. Number 8, debuting the 20th Gospel Concert, which will happen at East 93rd and Outwait this Sunday. New location, that's where it's happening. Number 7, debuting Black House Sounds Fan Appreciation. The Black House Sound Fan Appreciation, that will happen 8/27/2022, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Come out to the party. Families, children are invited to attend. No performances unless it's from Black House Sound members or affiliates. I'm fortunate to be an affiliate. Look for something special coming from Alfred Porter Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, and Angela Y. Davis. That's going on this coming week. And it's at 6850 Euclid Avenue. Number, and that is, of course, number 7. Number 6, debuting at number 6. We're going to call it what it is, Pot Throwdown. CLE Grit, New Life, DJ Bucko present Pot Throwdown featuring Semi, Only Native Sounds, Lil Banks, Nice Guys, Stalin, Macamillion, HMG Polo, Solar Stress, Nice Guys, Miss Lily, 216, Cleveland Wicked. It's 6625 Denison Avenue, 6625 Denison Avenue, this coming Friday, August the 26th. Wow, they debuted at the number 6 spot. Who else is debuting? Number 5, Facebook OPN Day, EC End of Summer Block Party. That's going to be a huge one that is happening. All we can say is like this here. It's a duration of 7 hours, so it's an all-day affair. August the 28th, 2022, the East Cleveland End of the Summer Block Party, 14th Annual OPN Back to School Celebration, a.k.a. OPN Day. There'll be 300 free book bags, school supplies, music by DJ Heavy Chevy, DJ Lil E, DJ EBH, DJ MKM, and DJ Mike, the Two Fly Mobile Game Truck, books from Literacy in the Hood, Rocket Bounce, Petting Zoo, Face Painting, Line Dancing with the Duchess of Line Dance, Community Outreach, Vendors, Characters, Basketball Camp with Greg Bell, CPR Training, Fishing Lessons, Youth Bike Race, Youth Talent Show, hosted by Crypto, and more, featuring the first annual Officer Anthony Joyner Memorial Marathon. So that's going down. Let's see, what else is there? Number 4, debuting the Facebook Rally for Press Freedom and Whistleblowers. That's also on here. I'm going to go to all my phone callers, but it looks like it is definitely going down. It's the Rally for Press Freedom and Whistleblowers at the WKYC Studios at 1333 Lakeside Avenue. Join Greater Clevelanders for Press Freedom to protest the extradition of Julian Assange by the U.S. and call for justice for Shireen Abu Akil. As we stand for news reporters silenced or targeted by governments and corporate money, we support all news reporters held to the standard of uncovering and reporting news that may be adverse to corporate or government interests. We are advocating for full restoration of our First Amendment rights and especially freedom of the press, and we seek support for investigative and independent journalism as opposed to increasing corporate and government influence in our media. So that's that. Number three, moving up, Facebook. What about Wednesday? That was 8/17/22 that happened last week. Number two, moving up, Facebook, Oneida, WSG, Wrong Places, and Beachland Tavern. That was last Wednesday. Number one, moving up, ooh-wee, the African Museum. You can find this event, Facebook, Marcus Garvey Celebration featuring Dr. Umar Johnson. That was last Friday. Now that I've run my chops like this, I see my phone lines are all the way lit up. So I'm going to the first phone caller. We're going to get everybody on here. 216-727, 216-727. How you doing out there?
All right. How you doing, Al? This is Queen B and Belinda Brende. From how everybody get out there in radio land tonight?
Oh, excellent. Tell me what's going on, Queen B.
Oh, ain't nothing but happening but the rent.
I got you.
I'm so glad and grateful to be out in Radio Land tonight with you guys. And all the children are back to school, not some well, all of them, but some of them are. I think Shaw High, I seen on the news today that the Father Initiative was in the house and other representatives was showing welcome back to the children that about the 2022-2023 school year for each and every individual around here. And I'm just praying to God that everybody, I'm speaking for all these children, you know, they're innocent, hallelujah, and they're not asked to be here. Everybody have a purpose of everything in their lives that they can do. All I can say, don't give up. Don't give up.
Okay.
Keep hanging in there and just, you know, press your way. Press your way to the mark, you know. And when you press your way to the mark, it always come out. You win the victory on everything. Believe me, you're going to win. And just keep on pressing, not only for the college students, the university students, a training students, everybody. You know, the graduates just came out of high school this summer, the 2020 class of 2022 in the university, the high school, the trade schools, all schools, you know, walk into a new life, walk to a new beginning for themselves. You know, nobody said this life was going to be easy, okay? But you have your good days, you have your bad days, you have your sometimes days, and you have all day. You know, you just have your days, you know. You know, I say I'm going to write a book today, days after days, you know, because we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. Every day of our lives, all of us do. We all do. We all do. And you know, I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling okay, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
To my colleagues. Thank you, and I appreciate y'all, you and Ronnie B, and all the rest of the colleagues, and Dante Taylor, and Cher, a cat with his cowboy Cher, whatever his name is, all of y'all, I really appreciate you guys, all of y'all, everybody, I love everybody, okay, I don't hate nobody,
okay,
I just don't, you can't, I mean, it ain't going to do you no good, okay, it ain't going to do you no good, and just, we just got to come together, and this see fit on peace, love, and happiness. That's all I have to say tonight. And all I can say, let go and let God and let him do the rest of it. I'm signing off. Good night and have a blessed evening and a blessed week. And to all the children in school and universities all around this whole world, because he got the whole world in his hands.
Holy, thank you.
You're very welcome.
A very powerful message. I can appreciate it. As I go to the 216-858-216-858, you're on live. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. I'm just, this is the Minister of Defense and co-founder of Oppressed People's Nation, Councilman Ernest L. Smith of the great city of East Cleveland. Just wanted to call and let your viewers know how much the people appreciate you, Brother Al, and all the work you do in the community, whether it's activism, whether it's through music, whether it's through arts and crafts, whether it's looking out for the children. You know, I believe that we should give more flowers while those individuals are still here, sacrificing for the health, interest, rights, and needs of the people. And I just wanted to say that your sacrifice has definitely not gone unnoticed. You teach by doing, and I don't have to hope that you keep teaching. I just say that I look forward to keep learning from you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. What is going on with OPN?
I appreciate it. You know, you just gave a great rundown of our end of the summer back to school celebration, the 14th annual Oppressed People Nation back to school celebration. We'll be on my birthday, August 28th.
Oh.
From noon to 6, and you know that's how I want to celebrate my birthday, giving back to the people. So as you said, 300 book bags and school supplies, vendors, outreach people, bouncy houses, talent show, a game truck. We're going to have, as you mentioned, the first annual memorial, Officer Anthony Joyner Memorial Run. People like me will be walking, but you know we gonna make that trip for our fallen officer. I have a few surprises, a few people that I'm gonna be that we're gonna be acknowledging. Want to thank Black on Black for your commitment to serve the people not only August 28th but every day. I know that you all are real busy, and for you all to sacrifice what you all was doing this coming up weekend to come see about us, you know, it'll never be forgotten, and it's very, very appreciative. And I'm really looking forward to Sunday. We, like I said, we have all kind of outreach people coming, you know, sign you up for insurance. We got CPR training. We even got my man Jerome Brown, a.k.a. Dollar Bill, even going to be coming to teach the youngsters how to fish. So
okay.
It's going to be real nice on Euclid Avenue between Lee Road and Chapman. We're going to block off Euclid Avenue. So anyone, if you usually take a route down Euclid Avenue and you're not coming to the block party, please plan to take another route. The buses will be taking another route. The street will be completely blocked off so we can celebrate our youngsters going back to school in the end of this summer.
Hey, all I can say is thank you very much. Before I take any other phone calls, I want to ask you, as a elected official, why is it important that you still give back? Because there are a lot of people who would say, well, as a councilman, you shouldn't be, you know, sleeping outside to deal with crime, doing certain giveaways or give back to the community. They would just say, your job is to be elected. So I have to ask you, why do you continue to do what you do?
Thank you, Brother Will. I'm not just talking, you know, it's because of good leadership like yourself and others. And as far as me personally, Brother, you know, it's in my heart, mind, body, and soul to serve the health, interest, rights, and needs of the people. I will never accept, you know, when some people try to call me a politician. No, I'm the people's politician. I'm the people's councilman. Mm. I am the people first. When I need advice, I don't call none of them fake politicians. I call the community. It's very, very important, as you know, before I became a councilman, to give back. So, it really wouldn't be right to just stop and just work on legislation. You know, I know that that's what some people would like me to do because those are the people that don't really care about the community. And the same way, you know, I have these people complaining because I bring my daughter, my two-year-old daughter, to the council meetings. Well, my children learn early how to serve the best interest rights and needs of the people. And anybody who has a problem with a councilman bringing his children to the meeting, I believe they have the problem, especially when she has a sick mother that's been in and out the hospital for the past 3 years. That's since my baby was born. So, you know, I beg of the community to just, you know, keep an eye open for those disgruntled people. Check every background or every word. Check it yourself. Don't believe me. Don't believe anyone. Check it yourself. And hopefully, as they say, to have change, you must be the change. You can't just sit back thinking about it. Yes, you have to pray, but as they say, prayer without action is a what? You taught me this?
It's an action. Yes, it
so,
is.
So, you know, we need all the prayers we can get, but we need action behind those prayers. So, again, I've learned from great people there is no retirement home for people like us.
No.
If I was to not be the councilman tomorrow, I would still be a server of God and a server of the people.
Thank you so much for that call. May you have an excellent evening, and we will catch you this coming Sunday. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Look forward to hearing the rest of the show. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I'm going to go to all the phone callers. I'm going to 216-471. That is 216-471. How you doing out there?
Fine, and you? Evangelist Anderson.
I'm doing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. What's going on with you, Evangelist Anderson?
Well, I just want to inform you that Deacon Dante Taylor is having his gospel, you know, S.N.O. at this going to be a new change location at the Messiah Lutheran Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Doors open at 3:30. Program starts after 4. And that's going to locate it at 5200 Mayfield Road, which is out in Lyndhurst, Ohio. Dinner will be served right after the service. You know. So if you're not doing anything, come on out to the Messiah Lutheran at 5200 Mayfield Road at 4 o'clock p.m. and bring your friends or somebody with you for the time and all. And dinner will be served after service after 6 o'clock and all.
Thank you so much for letting us know that. We appreciate you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, and I'm going to say, Evangelist Anderson, thank you for everything that you do in the community. And
yes,
before I leave off, where can we find you at worship?
Oh, you can find me at the Messiah Lutheran, which is at the Light of Life, you know, ministries under the leadership of Pastor Kathy Brown. At 5200 Mayfield Road, and that's always on the second and fourth Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m.
Thank you very much for that announcement. I appreciate you, and may you continue to be blessed. Thank you for calling in.
Right.
No problem. I appreciate that. That was Evangelist Anderson with an update on what is going on in the community and letting you know the exact address. I only have a couple of other people on the phone line, so we're going to go to the 216 with the 324 area code. 216-324, how are you doing out there? 216-324?
Hello.
Okay. How you doing?
Hello.
All right.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Who am I talking to and what's going on?
This is community activist Angela Davis.
Activist Angela Davis. What's going on?
So there's a few things that I want to hit on today.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for some resolution with Bashir Jones, who tried to get violent at my place of employment. So as soon as that is done, I will be protesting every resident that I know that he has lived at or lives at. And then my second thing is I am very disturbed. I attended an event today with Antoine Tolbert, who was arrested for carrying a gun. However,
okay,
I have a problem with that because this is an open carry state. And they decided that they were going to change the rules because he was a black man carrying a gun out in the open and arrest him. Not only was he arrested, but he lost his job because of it, and they're prosecuting him. So Michael O'Malley needs to be dealt with because if this is an open carry state, there is no way that this king should be charged with carrying a gun down the street when he was protecting a neighborhood where there had been gun violence ravaging a neighborhood. The second thing is we have a mayor who supported Issue 24, which was supposed to stop the police misconduct. But yet they used misconduct against Antoine when he was carrying a gun to protect the neighborhood because the police wasn't doing their job. So, Mr. Mayor, you can't have it both ways. This is either Issue 24, and we're going to follow Issue 24 with police reform, or we're not. But we're not going to do what it is that you think you want to do because it's convenient for you. At this point, I don't believe anything that you promised to do. You have proven over and over that you're a liar. And if I have anything to do with it, you're going to be a one-term mayor, just like Bashir Jones is not mayor. You need to go. Goodbye.
I'm going to say I thank you very much for that update and call. I will ask you one question and one question only, and that one question is, and because you're a queen, a woman, the incident with Bashir Jones that you're speaking of, how do you feel males, especially in our society, should treat black queens, women? It's disturbing about the fact that violence perpetrated on, of all places, your job. Talk to us before, you know, we get off this phone line, because that's very important.
So for me, Bashir Jones is a coward because he tried to take advantage of the situation because I was at my part-time place of employment.
Okay.
And he tried to use that to his advantage to make me lose my job, which did not work. So that's where you're clown number one. Number two, then you tried to say that I was emotionally abusive to your children because I simply asked your children to quit running and jumping and flipping before they hurt themselves because we could not be liable for that. So me looking out for your children to ensure that they were not hurt makes you look like clown number two. And clown number three is, you were just out of line talking about you didn't like my energy. Well, I don't know why you're so concerned to focus on my energy anyway, because I'm done using my energy on you. That's why you're no longer in office, clown.
Thank you for at least breaking that down. And, hey, we look forward to at least seeing you this coming Saturday, 6815, Black House Sounds Appreciation Party, where all families are invited. Politicians and other community leaders are invited to at least speak for up to 5 minutes. So we look forward to having you there.
Oh, yeah, one other thing. Shout out to Richard Starr. His neighborhood block party for Ward 5 was simply amazing. I think it's the best one I've been to since Zach Reed stopped being councilman. He had the best ward festival in this whole entire city so far. So the rest of the council people, y'all don't have to step y'all game up because Richard is doing it. Councilman Starr is doing it. He's the man right now.
All right. We're going to take your word for it. Thank you very much for calling in.
No problem. Have a great evening.
You do the same. All right. Let's go to 216-270-216-270. Who am I talking to out there?
Dantes Taylor.
Talk to me, Dantes Taylor.
Yes, we are the biggest show, and we are the biggest show in town on that had to be moved to a new location. New location is the 20th annual Gospel Exposure 2022, and it's been moved to a new location because some difficulties at the Black on Black, but we ain't gonna get into that. And it's gonna be at Messiah Ministries at. And the address is 5200 Mayfield Road, Lyndhurst, Ohio, 44124. Yes. All cars and all buses needed to this program. Doors open at 3. Program starts at 4 until 6. And we had to change the program a little bit by moving dinner to the end of the program due to moving locations and everything else. We have Al Porter Jr. We have the Brown and Gospel Singers that will be there. We have the Heavenly Angels from the House of Refuge Worship Center will be there. And we have Fat Boy, Family and Friends, and many, many more groups and solos will be there, and Reverend Pamela and Pinky. But we have all kinds of things going on, all cars, all buses, everybody leading to this program. If you come into this program and have at least two or three people in your car, it's a free will offering. It's a free will offering. Yes, it is. And the theme was walking in the light of Jesus Christ. We need your help. We need your support. And we need your dedication. For more information, you can contact D-O-N-T-E-Z Taylor. And I would like to thank Kathy Brown for opening up the doors for me to have this great concert this year. Again, thank Kathy Brown for opening up the doors for all at the last minute. I just thank her. I thank all the people and everybody else. And cars lead to this program. Cars lead to this program because it's going to be a nice program. And I have some presentations and some other things I'm going to do at this program that I have to switch and do what I do. And everything else. It's going to be the nicest program in the city and everything else. And who's running for President of the United States of America in 2020-2024 is Reverend Pamela Pinkney. But in the next 4 to 5 months, we will be going out and picking a location and announcing this campaign. And the campaign manager is Dantes Taylor. I'm ready to move the United States in a new direction that it's going to be in and everything else. We have partners for this campaign in Akron, Ohio. Yes, we have partners with this campaign in Akron, Ohio. Yes, and about 2 to 3 months from now, we're going to have fundraisers. Mm-hmm. We're going to do all kinds of things to make this presidential election be the best presidential election you ever seen in the United States of America. We got to make it. We got to strengthen our people back together. And next summer, I will have my gospel fest right back on my original date. And then after the gospel fest will be the Ward 4, yes, Taste of Ward 4. We're going to get all the restaurants in Ward 4, and y'all can come out and taste the what Ward 4 has, what restaurant they have for you if you don't know. And it will be up at Wood Hill Park. I don't have a date right now, but it's going to be big. And I want and I'm reach out to the council person, see if she can be there, and everybody, and get our precinct people and Ward 4 involved. Get our precinct people involved too, so we can make a big thing. If we don't have it in Wood Hill, we might have it on Buckeye. We don't know yet, but this is going to be big after my gospel fest. This is going to be big for Ward 4, and we're going to show them that I'm going to show them and everything else how Ward 4 can rock the city.
Okay.
And
thank
everything
you
else.
For that.
And I would like to say out here in a few weeks or so, we want to address, I want to and find out how we can put letters together to address Simon's grocery store and the bad meat they get. Because if they giving us bad meat, then when it comes to your house and you get sick, some people don't know why they got sick or whatever. We don't want bad meat in our community. So if anybody knows anything about the Simon grocery store and the bad meat, you can come to 15415 Kipling Avenue on Wednesdays and come to our meeting and address this, and you can talk to Dontez Taylor or Commentary Cleveland for family, because we are family to family. Yeah, we are family to family. Yes, advocates out here. And we have a phone number for family advocates, and it's 216-760-2292. That is our number. That is our number for the family-to-family program. And we're going to make sure that we get to this, to the bottom of this. So if you know of anybody that out here that been tragedy with bad meat from the Simon grocery store, because I know of, I ain't going to name no names, but I know of three people that told me about they had bad meat. And I know of another person that told me that their salad bar is not changed regularly, and sometimes they have the same thing on there the next day. And everything else. So I'm just being safe, because we don't want no Ebola or the food allergies to come out in anywhere. That's right.
Thanks for sharing. We appreciate it.
That's right. We got to all work together to make our neighborhoods better. And I hope that one day we can find a black grocery store in our neighborhoods.
Put it in
God
the universe.
Bless. And I'm putting it out in the universe, and I'm praying that if someone out here, I want to know if someone out here that have funding to start a restaurant, because I'm trying to start a restaurant, and I have the business plan, and I've been the score. My business plan is A1, and I thank the person that helped me put it together. And everything else. And I thank Black on Black Crime for opening their doors when they can. When they can, they will open their doors to you. Help you out.
Thank you so much.
And
that
you don't put them down. And I thank Now That You Organization, Joyce Hood, for being my godmama and everything else, and everybody else being out here. And I'm putting it in an atmosphere that in 2025, I am running for councilman again, and it's going to be a new day. And my campaign manager will be Major Taps. And God bless.
God bless. I appreciate that. That, okay to be a campaign manager yourself, but I like the fact that when it's time for himself, he reached out to a sound campaign manager, Major Tabs. So, hey, excellent things ahead. My thing is this. As I look through, I know there's some big things happening in our city this coming Friday. Leading up to that, tomorrow evening around 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, something major is jumping off. I'm going to the 615 area code, 615 area code 894. What's going on?
What's popping with it? What's going on, bro? What's going on, man?
Excited, excited, excited about what's going on at Medieval Pub. But talk to me about what's happening.
Oh, man, I ain't going to even talk, man. You know, I ain't too big on talking, man. I'm going to let my special guest talk further. You feel me? We turning up this Friday, though. I will be in the land this Friday. Big shout out to the whole team, Cleveland Grid, C2O. You feel me? It's going down. The whole movement, the whole gang. Shout out, I'm So Stressed, man. We got a new joint we dropping Friday, too. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. I'm coming to the land. And, you know, everything I touch, I turn up on it. You feel me? Shout out to the whole gang. Oh, we got, shout out to Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter. He will be in the building, too. It's going down. Y'all might see him perform a couple songs. You feel me? Y'all better be there. I'm just saying.
Okay.
What's
going on,
okay.
Al? How are you? It's H2O.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we got
I
Cleveland Grid on the line.
Have you
we got
on...
Cleveland Grid on the line.
What?
Yeah.
Talk to
are
me,
you,
H2O.
They,
talk to me.
Is it, first of all, it's an honor to be on the show. This is great. This is like, hey, thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the time. We do have a show coming out on August 26th. We are going to be making an announcement tonight about the next show as well, so stay tuned. Check out Instagram, H20216, NewLife479, or CleGrit on IG, and we're going to be making an announcement. The goal here is to just give artists opportunities. So, you know, for a show, we're putting cash in artists' pockets as well as free photo shoots and some other fun stuff like this, and we may, for the next show, be sending artists out of town. And
what?
I'm not telling you where. Maybe.
Oh, yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Maybe
shout
I'll
out
tell you
to DJs, man. And we got a special guest DJ for the next one, too. I ain't going to tell y'all who, but yes, sir. You see him?
I mean, let's just be real. The next artist is going out to Atlanta. And what we're doing for the next show, which is going to be on September 29th at No Class, is they're going to be sent out to Atlanta to open for Flame Magazine's release party. There's going to be a fashion show as well as an issue release party for Flame Magazine. So if you are an artist and you are listening and you want to get involved and you were too slow to sign up for the August 26th show, we will be giving away a free slot. So just come up to the event, tell me that you're coming to support, find somebody with a Cleveland Grit shirt, and you might just walk away with a free slot to compete for the next show.
You see them.
Because we're just trying to bring Cleveland to a better place. And if you want to get involved at all, you got ideas to jump on, you are a vendor, you are, you know, listening, and you are part of the community, and you can tell us how we can make the community a better place. That is what Cleveland Grit's all about. Cleveland Grit was all about trying to bring hip-hop into a positive light. So when this first started, before I even had any sponsorship or partnerships, I was offering free slots to shows as long as we were cleaning up Edgewater Park and stuff like that. And you know, what I need is, where does the community need help? So if you are listening, find me, H20216 on Instagram, CleGrit on Instagram, or NewLife479 on Instagram, and let's get these artists to a place where they're also supporting the community.
Hey, Al, man, they done messed up, man. They let the two wrong people connect, man. They done messed up, man. You know what I can believe that.
I'm looking at this, and I'm sitting back, and I'm saying, wait a minute. going back to Cleveland grit, I mean, the whole nine, you all have been giving back. I already know what Eastside has been doing. But you all have given back to artists and the whole cleanup, you name it, Edgewater Park and other things in the city. What causes you to still be giving back?
I'm just a firm believer that if you put out good in the world, good's going to come back. And I think, you know, I work a day job that I was thankful enough to really show me what being a servant leader looks like. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm not going to, like, give a plug on where that is because I like my job and I also like to try and keep it separate for now. But,
right.
You know, I just – my heart breaks for everyone in Cleveland who's not winning. And I think you got to be – and that's why Cleveland grit is what it's called, because I think you got to be a special type of grit to live in Cleveland with all of the challenges that it goes through. So, like, how do we go back to that sense of community where we're really supporting each other and we mean it? And it's not because we're trying to line our pockets. Does it take money to make money? Absolutely. But I think anyone who has worked with me before knows that that's what we're there for. Like, I'll give you opportunity. Let's all make money together and let's break bread.
Right.
And let's see what we can do, because people coming together can make something happen. So, again, if you are listening, I'd love to throw on a Cleveland Grid t-shirt and come clean up your park, or come volunteer at a soup kitchen and just start showing togetherness and start getting more engagement, because that's the other part of what it's about. It's not just entertainment. Of course, we're going to throw on a banger, and of course, we still love hip-hop music, and still we're all trying to make it big, right? But how do we give back and remember the place that we came from and uplift everybody?
I can definitely agree upon you on that, and Al Porter, tell you yourself, I was never just a promoter. I was never just the artist. I was always on the forefront. 137 shots, black on black crime, hip hop workshop,
right.
Anything, name it, I was always there. You feel me? Like, I done put more artists on than I put myself on. I'm be honest. I done put more promoters on, DJs on, more than I put myself on. And that's because I like to see people win, not because I want to have something to talk about. I like to see people win, you feel me? I can name 1,000 artists. I can name 1,000 DJs. I can name 1,000 people, period. But it's love in me, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did it all. But, yeah, this Friday, Cleveland Grid team, New Life, IBC, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Nazzy Nate. Big shout-out to Ms. Lee. Big shout-out, man. Big shout-out to the whole team. We about to turn this city up this Friday.
Flame magazines in the building, too.
Shout-out DMS Wild Gotti, man. Well, we heard he's going to be a special guest, man, too.
He will be there.
We got to shout-out the whole, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Pink Gangster, man. Mr. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You got to,
man. It's on and popping. I got special guests to come through. This is going to be major, and I appreciate you all. Let's rock. And then tomorrow, voiceitradio.com, 8 p.m. It doesn't just stop tonight. We interview these people again tomorrow. Tomorrow, though, we got them for a whole hour in prime time, 8 to 9 p.m. That's www.voiceradio.com. Talk to me.
And we already know. We don't know who Jess going to bring through, H2O going to bring through, but it might be some special guests coming through with her, too. I ain't going to say too much. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
I ain't going to say too much.
Oh, shoot.
I can't wait to, I can't wait to finally, we should have done this a minute ago. I can't wait to meet in person. I can't wait to link up. I think this is what happens when the city comes together, and I think this show is going to be big, so come be a part. Come represent again. August 26th, this Friday, 9 o'clock at Medieval Pub. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, sir. We out.
Yes, indeed. And, hey, all I can say, nice place on the west side. Very spacious, indeed. I'm looking forward to this coming Friday night special. As a matter of fact, I have the updated version, but I'm not going to deal with the updated version. I'm going to go to the classic with Eastside. This is one of my favorite songs. I used to send it out all the time to Danielle Woods, Daymade. I'm going to send out this track for you just because I can.
show. That I breathe, the blood I bleed. Gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you, yo. My life is like soft glass, yo. A young and yeah heart, yo. I am memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at, yo? At a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me, yo. Up on my dirt, up on my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phony. Ain't real, y'all phony. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I threw it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to my back too, yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame, yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it.
Workshop has done a lot coming back into the region, and people would look and say, wow, the hip-hop workshop, what has it done? We have an artist dealing with coalition DJs out of Tennessee, other places, DJ Bucko, drawing a bridge to Cleveland, featuring Cleveland, East Cleveland artist meeting out on the west side. Artists getting paid. I'm thankful for the hip-hop workshop and what it has been able to do in society, and looking forward to other great things. Look forward to, in the next few months, hip-hop workshop after dark, OPNENT. I'm going to speak a little bit about OPNENT, what it means to me. But before I do that, let's go to Anti-Music Industry, the 7th album from Sheriff Kilroy, Just Because.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop. Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D, took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black fleet collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Wow. Going back to what I was getting my mind in place to say, hobby artist, I have a little bit of talent, a little bit of skill. One of the people, places, and things that helped contribute to my skill for a few years in a row is none other than, especially when the second, the third, and the fourth album came out, the second one being Sheriff Kilroy, the third being Black House Sounds Presents, the Sheriff, and the fourth album, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, and the first album, which was, of course, Banned in My City, OPNENT provided me with places to perform, especially throughout East Cleveland and other areas. And they made sure that things were filmed, put out on social media so people could see a platform to talk about the Hip Hop Workshop or Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It was OPNENT, Tucker's Casino, the OPN headquarters, a brand new audience that never even rocked with or heard of Sheriff Kilroy. And at that time, they allowed me to bring others in to perform alongside myself, from Emax the Image, who of course produces Al Porter, Man in the Street. That man has his own shows that he was doing. They brought him in as a DJ. They allowed certain ones to perform, including, but not limited to, on my set. There were times they would bring in people such as Mama Porter, rocking the stage at Tucker's Casino, Suave Gotti, myself and King Eric Magnus performing before there was a We Coming song. He and I rocking to the Stone Cold Steve Austin jam at the OPN Cypher, the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song. So, and just look at Eric Magnus now doing heavy metal. the Book of Bolo Black. So I'm going to say that OPNENT played a major part in Sheriff Kilroy, and producers who produced my music from Black House Sounds, HJS Music, they were there in the promotions game, heavy-handed, and I appreciate them for that. They helped make sure that the activism that I was doing was promoted out on a large scale. So with that being said, everybody stay safe. We'll see you at some of these events. Peace.